trombone player, as well as playing in a lot of like corporate bands, you know, wedding stuff, commercial kind of stuff, top 40 stuff. But I
What's happening, Catskill? You're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM. This is Chuck Ansbacher, Broody Duck, signing off.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, September 14th. Isolated areas of fog could slow things down this morning until about 8 a.m. A high of 78 is expected at 3 p.m. Chances of rain return to the area around 6 p.m. Those chances keep going all night as temperatures come down to 67 degrees. It is going to be a humid night. Tomorrow, the rain keeps going and gets stronger as the day goes on. A high of 83 is expected at 3 p.m. Wednesday night, the rain gets stronger and lows reach 62 degrees. Thursday, some of that rain may linger and a high of 75 is expected. Pollen levels for today will be low, ragweed being the only aggravator. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 4:10 a.m., high tide at 9:39 a.m., low tide again at 4:19 p.m., and high tide again at 10:09 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 70 degrees. Sunset today will be at 6:55 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:30 a.m. Looking way up, we see a new coronal mass ejection was flung into space yesterday with a good chance at giving us a glancing blow on Thursday. Solar wind speed is currently 465 kilometers per second at 2.2 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently poor. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3, quiet. The current sunspot number is 32. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Rodney Shop in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You have tuned in a variety of creative community voices on the radio Tuesday, September 14th, including at 11 a.m. You can hear the Early Electro Mix show with tracks from Piero Umilani, Tristan Carey, and Herman Heiss. At noon, after the local news, we go live to Ulster County with Rob Saffer and his Overlook show. 2 p.m., we're back in Acre with the Algorithm as Ritual show from Patrick Quinn. At 3 p.m., it's time for the Radio Art Hour. Today, we head to Britain with Della Derbyshire and to Canada with Chantal Dumas. At 7 p.m., we are live from both Athens and Rhinebeck with Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty on the Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda show, where they talk about movies on the radio. At 8 p.m., it's time for Andy French, his monthly Crawl Out from the Fallout show. And then at 10 p.m., we're live from somewhere in Columbia County with Dan Seward and the Battlefield Earth Show on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to Forgotten Geek on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. This is Corey McCaslin, still recording from home because he spoke too soon about returning to live broadcast at Hilo when he should have known things might pile up. I will be back there in my new 10 a.m. slot starting next month, the best month of the year, Halloween time, aka October. But I am actually bringing the Geek Speak today, as well as music from Iron Butterfly, The Brothers Johnson, Weird Al, Manic Street Preachers, and more. With Shang-Chi reuniting hope for theatrical, non-deaf, best-case the inevitable move to streaming was just sped up. But anyway, Disney has confirmed their three remaining releases this year, The Eternals, Spielberg's West Side Story, and their next animated film, Encanto, will be theatrical exclusive, along with Fox's The Kingsman prequel, Ridley Scott's The Last Duel, and CGI tune Ron's Gone Wrong. Realities of a crowded streaming field or portent of merger to come. You make the call. Comcast and Viacom CBS announced they'll be joining hands in their rush to catch up to the big three via moving into the European streaming market. They've partnered for the 2022 launch of Sky Showtime, which will basically be Paramount plus Peacock with the Sky branding. With a 3-hour live presentation on all their active treks, Paramount Plus set release dates and filled in some report details. They reiterated they intend to stick to these current 5 shows, but now the favorite scenario for a hypothetical 6th series is the long-promised or threatened Starfleet Academy, first reported on in a New York Times piece last month. Discovery Season 4 will go Black Alert on November 18th to deal with a mega-anomaly threatening the galaxy. Strange New Worlds has filled out its Pike's era cast, including Celia Rose Gooding portraying Cadet Deota Yahura, Jess Bush is Christine Chapel, Babs Olusanamokun is Dr. Babenga, a medical officer who appeared in 2 episodes of TOS, originally portrayed by Brooker Bradshaw, and perhaps ominously, Christina Chong as Lon Noonien Singh. His adventure Prodigy will take off on October 28th, and the reveal the characters have never heard of Starfleet or the Federation when they find an EMH Janeway-equipped experimental starship is increasing my feeling it'll be post-dilithium tantrum, post-burn. T-minus 352 days until the nerdom breaks one way or another, as Amazon announced the Lord of the Rings streaming prequel series will debut on September 2nd, 2022. Over the past month, the cast for Tim Burton's Netflix reinvention of Addams Family, Wednesday, starring Jenny Ortega, has filled out its cast. Luis Guzman is Gomez, Catherine Zeta-Jones is Morticia, Ricky Lindholm of Another Period is the titular's therapist, Thora would have made a great Wednesday in her day, Birch is her door mother, and Sons of Anarchy slash recent Star Trek Picard Romulan helper Jamie McShane is the sheriff with a vendetta against the creepy, kooky patriarch. The Vampire Chronicles have their anti-villain and starter protagonist, as first deadline broke that Aussie Sam Reed is the new Lestat, and in an indicator of the first major departure from the source material, Jacob Anderson, Grey Worm from Game of Thrones, and slated to recur in Jodie Whittaker's final season of Doctor Who, is portraying Louis. THR also scooped that AMC have put together a writer's room to develop Anne Rice's other supernatural saga, Lives of the Mayfair Witches, into a series. Screen Daily reports Swedish filmmaker Ninja Thyberg will be the latest to see if the magic of George Miller's half-forgotten and quite underrated adaptation of John Updike's Witches of Eastwick can be recaptured. If you're wondering who else has tried, that means, like everyone else, you've forgotten the short-lived 2009 TV series Eastwick, which was actually the second attempt to turn the story of 3 women tapping into their witchy power to summon an infernally perfect man into a TV show after a failed pilot in the 90s. As the next in David Gordon Green's Halloween Requel trilogy slated to hit theaters slash Peacock next month, plans for his not ignoring the sequels but going back to the roots, new take on The Exorcist are being further set. The New York Times reports Universal slash Peacock have made a $400 million deal for the projected trilogy scheduled to begin release in 2023. It's also been confirmed Ellen Burstyn will return as Chris McNeil, helping a father dealing with his own little hellion. Today's first set begins with a composition by I, Ron Butterfly, Unconscious Power.
I want to prepare you. The unbelievable is going to happen. It will linger in your mind forever. Let this carry you wherever, wherever. Releasing complete freedom of thought. Sensations of every sense will prevail. With this you will see everything. Triggering the unconscious power.
That was Sodom City of God, which followed Unconscious Power by Iron Butterfly. The first true impact of the Disney ScarJo war on the future of the MCU was revealed by the Wall Street Journal, who has revealed that a potential return for franchise MVPs, the Russo brothers, may now be off the table, the RAG claiming discussions hit an impasse when that debacle broke. Perhaps it would have been one of the next mystery entries, as Disney just recently set four theatrical release dates for 2024's unnamed Phase 4 installments. Moon Knight may be followed by the Night Creature, whose book served as his debut platform. The Wrap reporting Marvel is searching for a Latino actor to star in a Halloween special introducing Werewolf by Night into the MCU. And Sony finally swallowed their pride and has tacitly admitted that SPUMK, Sony Pictures Universe of Marvel Characters, was not the best acronym for their Spidey spinoff verse. The Wrap reports next month's Venom Let There Be Carnage will be the first bearing the new acronym SSU for Sony's Spider-Man universe. Disney Plus's Return of the Rocketeer will be produced and possibly star a new face under the mask. Deadline reporting David Oyelowo and his wife will co-produce, with the former possibly portraying the new Rocket Pack bearer, a Tuskegee Airmen vet. Leslie Grace's debut as Batgirl will feature one famous DCU Gotham crime fighter, but not the famous one, as J.K. Simmons will continue on in the role of Commissioner Gordon, Nadeel El-Arbi, and Bilal Fallah's HBO Max projected for 2022 film, but Grace told Entertainment Tonight the Dark Knight will be busy elsewhere during her debut adventure. Two more DC heroes were also announced as headed to HBO Max, the first another carryover from the DCEU. Collider confirmed Journée Smollett will return as Black Canary, following the Birds of Prey film in her own movie, developed by Misha Green, and the rapper Vil Cobra Kai's Zolo Maradona will portray the Jaime Reyes incarnation of Blue Beetle. And a villain from a different part of the DC multiverse may be waddling into streaming, as THR reports, in addition to the cop-focused, tentatively titled Arkham spinoff from Matt Reeves' Batman reboot, they're also developing a series focused on the Penguin and are in talks with Colin Farrell to continue on in the role. Next set begins with the Brothers Johnson visiting Land of Ladies.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to be a he in the land of ladies. Foxy girls everywhere. Black, brown, brown, silky hair. Women carved into rocks. Sexy girls shot to kill you a shot.
Following Land of Ladies by the Brothers Johnson, we just heard Vamos a la Playa by Rigueria. Going into our second half, we'll start with the King Bees, led by Davy Jones, aka David Bowie, covering Paul Revere and the Raiders' response song, Louie Go Home.
Better go back out. We'll be right back.
On WGXC continues with a set that began with David Bowie in his Davy Jones days, leading the King Bees to cover Louie Go Home, after which Weird Al Yankovic covered the Ramones' Beat on the Brat, and we ended with Gwar's Live AV Club combo cover of Cyndi Lauper's She Bop and the Ramones' Blitzkrieg Pop. Now the Manic Street Preachers will warn, if you tolerate this, your children will be next.
So if
That was Dubious Productions' instrumental cover of R.E.M.'s Drive, preceded by If You Tolerate This, Your Children Will Be Next by Manic Street Preachers. The day's final set does it live, starting with a 2004 performance of Fascination Street by The Cure.
What comes out to this point?
Was Rick Astley covering Highway to Hell live, before which was a 2004 Cure performance of Fascination Street. Thanks for listening. Come back in 2 weeks for the 1964 edition of Forgotten One Hitters. And also remember, 49 days till Halloween, Halloween, Halloween.
Let's go.